Along with Vision Sunday, we're doing the Heart for the House offering. We do this every year. But it's so important for us to pray about what the Lord would have us give. And it's not the amount, it's the obedience behind the action of giving. What is the Lord asking of us? I love how the scripture compares sowing plants and seeds to giving. How it compares giving to sowing. And at one point, I didn't think of it that way. I didn't think that when I give above my tithe, that I'm sowing seeds. That my giving is sowing. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says the following. Read this with me. Remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. And this is Paul talking to the church of Corinth, and he's telling them to prepare to give. And he's saying, just remember that it is sowing seed. Verse 7 says the following. It says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. It's a decision that you make. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. This last part is important. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Man, I love everything about the service, but when it's time to give, I tell people all the time, I said, look, when I give to my children, it's a great delight for me to give. I love to serve my kids and to give to them and to be able to provide for them. God loves to provide for you too. And a lot of the times, we fail to say thank you for all the many blessings that he's given us. But our response in gratitude is to give cheerfully, is to give with a good attitude. In other words, God cares about how you give, not just what you give. It's how you give. And God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And I heard someone say, well, what about the person who gives that's not cheerful? God doesn't love them. No, I'm playing. Okay. You upgrade from he likes you because you gave with a bad attitude, but if you give with a good attitude, he'll love you. No, I'm joking. The point is that God, he cares about your heart, and he cares about your attitude behind being generous, and he wants you to be generous like he is. Now, here's what Paul says to the church in Corinth, and he gives them this encouragement. He gives them this in verse 8. Read this with me. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Now that's a promise that he gives the church in Corinth, but I believe that promise applies to us, or I believe that blessing and encouragement applies to us. Now the heart for the house, we pray as families, what would the Lord have you give? Now I'm going to encourage you, give whatever God has put on your heart to give. It's between you and God, but give something. Give something. And one of the things that I do is, above my tithe, is I connect or I attach my faith to the seed. In other words, if I wanted to receive lemons, then I would plant what type of seed? Lemon seed, right? If whatever it is that I want to receive, I plant that specific seed. In this case, I want to encourage you that if there's a specific need in your life, sow a seed connected to that need. If you're believing God to restore a relationship, give and say, Lord, I'm giving this as a seed towards this relationship, towards my children, towards wisdom, towards a business venture, towards fatherhood, motherhood. Attach your faith to the seed and give in faith. I've been doing this for years. I've been doing this probably over a decade, where I attach my faith to the seed. And I'm believing God for something, but I'm not just believing, I'm putting action to it. And that's what I do when I give above my tithe. This is an opportunity for you to do that. The Heart for the House campaign We're going to take up an offering next Sunday. We typically don't take up offerings. You give in the giving station in the back or you give online. But next Sunday, we're actually taking up an offering. And we're saying, Lord, this is all unto you. May you continue to increase our faith, and we're trusting you with every need in our lives. Amen. So prepare your household, prepare your faith, prepare your family. And next week, we'll give that heart for the house. And I believe that the Lord will respond to your faith. Why don't we pray for the tithe and offerings this morning, if you would stand with me. Let's pray together, because this is an act of worship. When the people of God would worship God, they would offer sacrifices. And for us, offering tithe and offerings, giving is a sacrifice, because it costs you your time. It costs you your talents, and it costs you everything you put into it. So we're offering that unto the Lord as an act of worship. So take a moment. This is sacred. Heavenly Father, we come before you. You've provided for us, and you've been so generous. And Lord, this weekend, you've provided for several households. And every time you provide for us, we come back with gratitude and we give what belongs to you. We bring you the tithe and we bring you offerings above that. Oh Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. And this is a small token of our gratitude. We just want to remember where the blessings came from, and we want to learn to put you first in everything. Thank you for the ability to work. Thank you for the life that you've given us. Thank you for our family. Thank you for the many blessings. Lord, we're asking that you open up the windows of heaven over our houses, our families, our businesses, our opportunities, our minds. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, we want to be better stewards of what you've given us. We want to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, we offer the tithe and offerings to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.